You can picture the LIRR system almost like a dumbbell, with three big branches on the east and a bunch of branches on the west, and in the middle is a skinny section that's about 10 miles long. It's that skinny middle section that bottlenecks train traffic. According to a new report, it is also bottlenecking Long Island's growth. Unlike other suburbs around New York City, Long Island's job growth has lagged, as have income levels, the number of young professionals, and new construction. The report depicts Long Island as becoming increasingly isolated from the regional economy, all because of this skinny section of track. Ann Golub is director of the Long Island Index, the nonprofit research group that produced the report. She estimates the cost of building the third track at about $1.2 billion.
By 2050, you would have a $68 billion payback. That's a pretty darn good payback.
The third track has long been on the wish list for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, but it was essentially torpedoed in 2008 by residents of Hempstead because of concerns about freight train noise during the night. The MTA is currently drafting their next five-year capital budget, which could include funding for the third track. Charles Lane, WSHU News.